Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening. 6-4, the final score. Royals drop the finale and drop the series to Detroit. Falling back to a season low, 21 games below 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. If you are one of the near 12,000 in attendance tonight, you're not going to have to wait on hold. You already had to wait through a half-hour rain delay. We'll get you right to the top of the line. Again, the phone number, same as the text line number, 913-586-7610. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I try to always be honest with you. I do find myself struggling, especially when you acknowledge you got 111 more games to go in this very trying season, this evaluation season of 2023. I'm struggling because I feel like if this game would have happened in April, I'd be angry, maybe screaming on the post-game show, but that's been not completely ripped out of me because, well, they didn't play stupid baseball. Stupid baseball is going to agitate me. Stupid baseball will have me red-faced and yelling on the post-game show. Booting the ball, poor base running, poor approaches at the dish. I didn't see that tonight. I saw another loss. We all saw another loss. And the reason why you lost was the bullpen, right? Josh Taylor giving up that first pitch, three-run home run to Zach Short in the sixth inning. It turns out to be not the game-winning home run because Nick Whitgren comes in, and in his second inning of work, he gives up two walks and two runs. So those insurance runs for Detroit turn out to be the difference. See, I need to know from you guys if I'm doing you a disservice by not being angry at Josh Taylor and Nick Whitgren. I'm sorry, I have a tough time doing that. And I know Josh Taylor, he's under team control, right? You got this guy for Adalberto Mondesi. He could be a piece in this bullpen moving forward. You know, Nick Whitgren, okay, you know, 31, 32, trying to hang on at the big league level. I don't know. I can't get angry at two relievers that are probably the, you know, 9th and 13th. You know, if you're ranking the pitchers on this team, are we really floored that the 9th best and the final man in the bullpen were unable to get the job done tonight? Hey, let me know. Let me know. Because I promise I take a lot of pride in doing my best to reflect the sentiment of Royals fans everywhere. I mean, honestly, you want to know what I'm not even agitated by it because I thought they were good swings. You heard me ask a question. You may have heard me ask the question to Matt Cotrero moments ago about Bobby Witt Jr. and those first pitch hacks with runners in scoring position. Is he put a good swing on it? Right? You know how I feel about this season now. Right? The division, the postseason, maybe even a run at a 500 record. We've waved goodbye to all three of those things, right? Kansas City, we're looking ahead to 2024, maybe even 2025. And in doing that, you only focus on the guys that you expect to be here in 2024 and 2025. That's why I'm having a difficult time getting agitated at Josh Taylor or Nick Whitgren. You guys know how I feel. To me, this, so long as Brady Singer's not the starting pitcher, then it's always about the young, unproven position players. Unless Brady Singer's pitching, the onus is on Bobby and MJ, Prado and Pasquantino, Massey and Michael Garcia. Those are the guys that are going to lead you to victory, or those are the guys that are going to be the reason why you fall just short. Because we expect those guys to be on the team in 2025. You hope, you expect Brady Singer to be on the team in 2025. You know, Zach Greinke, no. And Jordan Lyles, no. Brad Keller, no. Mike Myers, Max Castillo, no, 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 and no. So hopefully Daniel Lynch returns. Hopefully we see him coming up on Sunday against the Washington Nationals. That would be another reason to tune in, come out and enjoy Kauffman Stadium. Because outside of Brady Singer, there are no young homegrown pitchers with years of team control still ahead of them. So you get Singer, you get Lynch back in that rotation. That means, you know, 2 out of every 5 games, it's, in my opinion, it's worth your time because you can see the bigger picture. You can see the 2025 Royals. So tonight, as you look at the 2025 Royals, and you look at these younger bats, these unproven position players, and acknowledging that it's on them, as unfair as that might be, and it is very unfair, but them's the breaks. The organization puts you in that position. Injuries to the pitching staff also contributing to you being in that position. But it's on these young bats to come through on a consistent basis. And I acknowledge the unfair nature of all of this. Because other than Bobby Witt Jr., every single one of those unproven bats I just mentioned are in their first full season of big league baseball. Now, Garcia and Prado, I mean, those guys weren't even here on opening day, so I paused to even call it a full season of big league baseball. And yet, I'm not a cheerleader for the team, so I can't just come on and go, oh, well, they lost. No big deal. Let's have a party. No. No, we got to dissect the game. So when I look at the fourth inning, Royals down 1-0. Bases loaded, one out. I need MJ Melendez to come through and not with a fielder's choice. I need you to gap it. I need you to get a base hit. He drives in one run. I needed two. Bobby Witt Jr., 2 on and 2 out in the 5th inning. Game knotted up at one apiece. Hits a laser beam to right field. It finds the glove of the right fielder. Is it poor swing decisions? No, just tough luck. Tough luck for Bobby Witt Jr. as that line drive that off the bat, his third at bat coming in the fifth inning, that thing was stung 100 miles per hour. Finds the glove of the Tigers right fielder. Now that's baseball, and yet because of the situation this team has been put in, because of the situation these young hitters are in, Bobby, you got to come through there in the fifth. Bobby, you got to come through there in the seventh. Royals down 4-2. Bobby at the dish. Two outs. Down by two. Vinny just drove in Jackie Bradley Jr. So the Royals and Bobby have runners on the corners with two outs. First pitch, Hackett again, and he sends it a mile to left center field. I thought it was gone off of the bat. Instead, it falls into the glove of the Tigers left fielder, 371 feet away from home plate. Is that a poor swing decision? I don't think so. It's just baseball. And yet, because of the position that this team is in, because of the position that the injuries and the pitching staff have put these young position players in, I need you to come through, Bobby. And then in the ninth inning, with the man on first and nobody out, Michael Massey pops up to third base. Mass, I need you to come through. Vinny Pasquantino doubles, and it's second and third with one out. Bobby Witt Jr. at the dish. Royals down 6-3 at this point. Bobby hits a sacrifice fly to center. Drives in a run, makes it a two-run deficit. Sure, I need you to gap it. I need you to drive in both of those runs. I can't get agitated. I can't get angry following this 6-4 loss because what am I going to scream about? Nick Whitgren? Josh Taylor? Bobby Witt Jr., who executed, the process was sound, the production wasn't there. Honestly, if you want the real root of the agitation tonight, it's the fact that we're doing this, that we're putting these 22, 23, and 24-year-olds in a position where if you don't succeed, the team loses. Because you don't got enough talent around you. You certainly don't have enough talent in the pitching staff. Now, Zach Greinke did his job tonight. Zach Greinke delivered another Greinke special. Five innings and a chance to win. I got nothing bad to say about Zach Greinke. I got nothing bad to say about anybody other than the talent on this team. It's just not enough right now. Too young, too inexperienced, not enough consistency. All the things that go with the collection of 22, 23, 24-year-olds. It's just... you want to know what it is? It's the 36th loss in game number 51. Royals drop the series to the Detroit Tigers. 6-4 the final score. We'll get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Cody Tapp here to remind you that you can watch Cody and Gold every weekday starting at 10 o'clock on the 610 Sports Twitter account and YouTube page.
I'm on TV.
If you miss any funny moments or breaking news from the show, we'll be sure to clip it, post it to all our social media platforms so you can enjoy a laugh in just 90 seconds or less.
If you miss anything from the show, you can always catch it on demand using the Odyssey app or 610sports.com.
Listen or watch Cody and Gold weekday starting at 10 on your official broadcast partner of the Chief.
And your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tradio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Pasquantino rips it down the right field line. Base hit. Jackie Bradley Jr. rounds third base. He's in to score standing. Garcia goes first to third. It's an RBI single for Vinny Pasquantino. And the Royals cut the deficit to two. It's now a 4-2 game in the bottom of the seventh.
It would be a 6-4 final. Tigers take the rubber game from your boys in blue. That is the terrific Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. The undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, 3-for-4 tonight, drives in that run there in the seventh inning. Sixth time in Vinny's career, he's reached base 4 times in a game. Vinny with a one-out single in the first, a two-out walk in the fifth, a two-out RBI single in the seventh, which you just heard, and a one-out double ripped down the right field line in the ninth inning. Remember when people were concerned about a possible slump for Vinny Pasquantino? Undeniable, his talent. 23 extra base hits this season. That's fourth best in the American League for Vinny. Vinny, one of two Royals with multiple hits tonight. Michael Garcia being the other. Garcia doubles with one out in the fifth inning, steals third base moments later. A one out opposite field single in the seventh, and he's hit by a pitch in the ninth. Garcia goes 2-for-3, comes around to score the fourth and final run. But the boys still fall. They're 21 games below 500. They fall tonight again. 6-4, the final score. They'll take tomorrow off and then open up a 3-game set with the Washington Nationals Friday night as Jordan Lyle squares off with Patrick Corbin. Saturday, it'll be Brady Singer opposite Josiah Gray. And then in the finale on Sunday, we know Mackenzie Gore is going for Washington, and I'm crossing my fingers it's Daniel Lynch for the boys in blue. My game notes following this 6-4 loss are presented by our good friends at Jay's Southland Tow Service. Well, I mentioned Vinny. Vinny tonight came to the dish with a runner in scoring position twice. Walked once and drove in that man in scoring position the other time. Outside of Vinny, Royals went 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. As a matter of fact, as a team, over the last 5 games, they're hitting .132 with runners in scoring position. 5 for their last 38. Let's go go to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 918, Vern, I'd trade Scott Barlow and Aroldis Chapman this year. Get something good back. And then I'd make Carlos Hernandez the closer. No, good ideas. Chapman will certainly be traded. Scott Barlow, possibly. And yeah, hey. I'm all in favor of Carlos Hernandez continuing to get more and more opportunities in high-leverage situations. Now, he's probably, fourth on the totem pole right now behind the aforementioned Barlow, Chapman, and Taylor Clark. But you see how well he performed as the opener. Hopefully found some confidence going through some big names in the Padres lineup, big names in the White Sox lineup. Hopefully find some confidence that he can use when he's in a pressurized situation in the eighth or ninth inning in a few months from now. So look, there are no bad ideas when you're 15 and 36. There are no players that are untouchable when you're 15 and 36. Text line's always open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Roger in Topeka. Roger, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
I appreciate you, Vern. Long-time listener and literally grew up in, during the glory days in the 80s and this and that. And I hate that Kansas City is called a small market team, because when Kauffman was running the team, he was actually, the payroll was in the top 10 every year, top 12 every year. And that's why we were always in the playoffs and this and that. We have a billion-dollar owner now wanting to have a new franchise and this and that, and or have a new stadium and this and that, and have people pay for it. But yet he's not wanting to pay for people to come in and be, you know, pay for a payroll to be a winner. So there's no reason to invest in this team or this and that when he's trying to make pennies on the dollar through any kind of sales, through the parking period. I mean, the Royals have been in the top 10, 15 in parking prices, and they're continually losers. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you listening and lobbing us a phone call. I'm not going to sit here and defend this 15-36 record. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, the whole stadium conversation, I'm having a difficult time enough with the team. You know, Fesco and them, Cody and Gold, C-Dot on the drive, they love talking about the stadium. I can't stand it. I just want to talk about ball. I want to talk about winning baseball. That's all I really care about. Parking prices, if the team was good, you wouldn't care, right? That's all that matters. Stadium, parking, concessions, beer prices, hot dogs, where the stadium is, none of it matters. Just play good baseball. That's all we want. Everything stinks when the baseball isn't of high quality. Not happy with anything. Food at the stadium's not as good. Free food in the press box, it's free. Still not as good. Maybe that's just me. I know I care way too much. I think about this team way too much. No, certainly not as much as anyone employed by the team, so I'm not trying to give you a sob story. Just trying to explain my disdain for the stadium conversation. Because it's always going to come back to this. No matter what you want to talk about, it always comes back to they're 21 games below 500. And I get it. I get it. Now, I have more to say. We could talk about what John Sherman did when he first bought the team. It was anything other than a penny-pinching owner, right? You go through the pandemic, you look at some of the free agents that they brought in, right? The facts say otherwise. But when you're 15 and 36, the facts are often forgotten by the fans, understandably so. And it's not my job to sit up here and wave the pom-poms and tell you what a great guy John Sherman and the rest of the ownership group is. So I'm not going to do it. They're 15 and 36. I'm not a cheerleader. I don't agree with everything that Roger said. I disagree with a large chunk of it, but that's what happens when you have the second worst record in Major League Baseball. That's what happens. That's what happens when you are so very blatant, even before the season started, that, you know, wins and losses, sure, we would like more wins, but it's kind of secondary to, you know, is Bobby Witt Jr. a shortstop? Can Kyle Isbell hold it down every day in center field? What do we got in Chris Bubich and Daniel Lynch? This is an evaluation season. I'm not peddling that. Fans, we don't want to hear that. How about you evaluate in the offseason? How about you evaluate while they're in the minor leagues? This is the big leagues, man. We want to see wins. That's all we care about. So, Roger, even though I disagree with a lot of what you said, I understand where it comes from. Comes from a place of disappointment. Comes from a place of, it's really hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel right now. I mean, shoot, in my opening segment, what year were we talking about? 2025. No one wants to talk about the baseball team 2 years from now. It's May 24th. You know, if I'm talking about 2025 and it's September 24th, okay. Maybe some of you could go for that. May 24th? No. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, good evening. Hey, the news is a pretty good game tonight. Vinny with a good game with three hits, and Bobby with one hit, one RBI, one RBI for Vinny, and Grinky pitched well. Yeah, five innings of one-run baseball, five Ks, and I agree with you, Josh. It's going to take some doing, you know, and it'll take time. John Sherman, I know it's a evaluate season, but I like to see some wins together when you evaluate. And I was going to ask you, what about Jackie Bradley Jr.? Do you think he'll be traded while you're talking? No, let's go Lyles. Let's get that.
I got you, Dan. I got you. Your question about Jackie Bradley Jr. Do I think he'll be traded? No, I don't. Jackie tonight 0-for-4 with a run scored. His batting average down to .147. OPS of .438. No, I don't think he'll be traded, and no, I don't think they can afford to get rid of him. Even when Drew Waters returns. As I've explained a few times, you know, Drew Waters was knocked out early in spring training because of that oblique, right? And now he's hitting everything right now down in AAA. He certainly looks as if he's ready to return. Waters tonight, 1-for-3 with a pair of walks. He's hitting .327 on his rehab assignment with an OPS north of 1,000. Played in, eight straight games, leading off, playing center field, getting on base multiple times, I believe, and now four or five straight games. So it appears as if he's ready, and I'm pretty sure his rehab assignment ends on Sunday. So I hope to see him Monday. I hope to see him in that series in St. Louis. We'll see. But even when he returns, you got to keep Jackie Bradley Jr. because what if that oblique starts barking and he needs to go back on the IL? Do I need to remind anybody of Adalberto Mondesi? Do you know about the unpredictable nature of oblique strains? Tweaked obliques? And wait till you get a look at Drew Waters. My man bulked up, leaned up, muscled up. That could also lead to, you know, oblique injuries. Maybe working a little bit too hard this offseason, in the gym a little bit too much. Nonetheless, let's say that oblique starts barking once again after he comes up. and he needs to go back on the IL. Well, what are you going to do? Who's your center fielder? Keep in mind, you got Nick Prado, a first baseman in left field. MJ Melendez, a catcher in right field. I'm not against it. I want MJ to stay in right, and I've been very impressed with Prado in left. So I'm not knocking those guys or even saying that they're out of position. I'm fine with it. MJ's an athlete. I think he'll continue to improve defensively. But if you're going to have two corner outfielders still learning the position, man, you better have one hell of a center fielder. And that's exactly what Jackie Bradley Jr. is. So I can't, at least until Kyle Isbell and Drew Waters are both healthy, I don't know how you let Jackie Bradley Jr. go anywhere. That dude's a dynamo in center field. So, Dan, thank you very much for the phone call. Royals lose 6-4. We'll head inside the clubhouse and get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Win Royals tickets 1 hour prior to first pitch by listening to Vern's On Deck Show, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
6-4, the final score. Royals drop the rubber game to the Detroit Tigers. Zach Greinke delivers a Greinke special, 5 innings and a chance to win. He's now done so in 10 of his 11 starts this season. He's been, without question, the best starting pitcher on this team. The 39-year-old who's putting the finishing touches on his Hall of Fame resume has clearly been the best starting pitcher on this team. That's a testament to his greatness, no question, but also a rather poor reflection on the rest of the arms on this ball club. Phone line's open for you, 913-586-7610. The text line is there as well. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Tigers took a 1-0 lead on a Riley Green solo bomb as he was ready for that 2-2 fastball up in the zone from Greinke. He demolished that bad boy, sending it 440 feet to right center field to give the Tigers a short-lived 1-0 lead. That's because in the bottom half of the fourth, MJ Melendez, with one out and the bases loaded, would ground into a fielder's choice, but Bobby Witt would come home from third, and the game was knotted up at one apiece. It would remain 1-1 until the sixth inning. Josh Taylor, the lefty, scheduled to face Akil Badu with two on and one out, but A.J. Hinch goes to his bench, brings in the right-handed hitting Zach Shortz, and the first pitch that he sees from Josh Taylor was a tasty slider. Tasty. Short did not miss it. First career pinch hit home run. A 3-run shot made it 4-1 Detroit. They would never look back. Royals would score 1 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. But the Tigers get some insurance runs in the 8th off of Nick Whitgren. And that proves to be the difference. Royals score in the 7th thanks to a 2-out RBI single from Vinny Pasquantino. Score in the 8th thanks to a 1-out RBI single from MJ Melendez. And score in the 9th thanks to a 1-out sacrifice fly from Bobby Witt Jr. Add it all up, it's a loss. And the Royals are now 15-36. Off day tomorrow, open up a series with the Nationals Friday right here at Kauffman Stadium. Taking a look at the text line. 913-586-7610. This from the 785. Vern, you didn't address the caller's question pertaining to the Royals' small market issue. They spent money in the 80s and they won. That's what Mr. K did. That's how you win. Are the Chiefs a small market team? No, Clark Hunt spends money. Well, come on. Well, you're right. Yeah, Clark Hunt spends money, no doubt. But you can't compare Major League Baseball and the NFL. The NFL has a salary cap, a hard salary cap. Major League Baseball has a soft cap with that luxury tax. But as you saw, the New York Mets just blew through that luxury tax. Also, comparing baseball in the late 70s and mid-80s to 2023 is ridiculous. It's a completely different game. Right, 1989, Royals had the ninth highest payroll. Dodgers had the highest payroll, $21 million. 10 years later, 1999, the New York Yankees had the highest payroll, $88 million. So in one decade, payroll, the highest payroll, jumped by more than $60 million. $88 million for the Yankees in 1999. The Royals had the fourth smallest payroll in Major League Baseball. Let's go ahead another 10 years. 2009, the New York Yankees had the highest payroll, $201 million. In another decade, again, guys, from 1989 to 2009, the highest payroll in the sport jumped by $180 million? That's not the same sport that Ewing Kauffman owned a team. It's a completely different sport. Let's jump ahead another decade. 2019, Boston Red Sox, highest payroll, $222 million. And let's also remember, 2015, 2016, 2017, the Royals were in the top half of Major League Baseball. The Glass family spent when the play on the field warranted them to spend. So I guess my answer to that caller would be, it's a completely different sport, and you can't compare any business with the NFL. The NFL is in its own stratosphere. The NBA, Major League Baseball, MLS, NHL, those four combined can't touch the NFL. It's not even a conversation. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Hey, good, Vern. How you been, man? You hanging in there?
I'm doing my best.
I hear you. Keep up the great work, Vern. We appreciate you. Appreciate 610. So a lot of good stuff tonight. It's hard. We want the dub, but Vern, you hit the nail. The Greinke special, that's been money in the bank, and too bad we can't capitalize on that. But parlaying off what you said, that kind of what you said on that, I want to see Lynch. I want to see him now. I want to see, he's done what he's done in the minors. He's rehabbing. I know they're taking it slow and everything. Let's just get him up here. We need bodies. That to be determined thing's not going to work out. That just strains the bullpen. And I know it's an evaluation year, but I don't see how they're going to make it through. We need bodies, Vern. I want to see Waters back up here too. Dan talked about Jackie Bradley Jr. Man, I just don't know where we'd be without that dude with his defense. I know his stick's been lacking, but man, that guy plays a hell of an outfield, Vern. I appreciate, even though we're losing, I appreciate the nice defense and the plays. Talking about pitching, to Vern, I'm going to talk about the draft a little bit, because a lot of the mock drafts I've been looking and checking out, I've been watching a lot of this, has us doing a position player on most of them, not all of them, but man, don't you think, Vern, that this team has to go pitching, and pitching several times in their picks, Vern. What do you think about that? I mean, they're so pitching starved, but you got to hit the pitching.
Just get good players. I don't care what position they play. Just get good players.
No, I hear you, but man, it just seems like we need some pitching bad. But keep up the good work. We got Washington coming in this weekend, so maybe we can win a few games. Thanks, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Of course, I don't care who they're playing. Maybe they can win a few games. Again, they're a professional baseball team, just like whoever it is that's coming in next. And as far as the draft is concerned, yeah, you're going to draft a bunch of pitchers and a bunch of position players. You just need to get the right ones. It's just. I know we're all draft experts. We had the NFL draft here. Baseball's draft is just so very different. And the guys you're going to draft, in a couple of month and a half, you're not going to see them until 2025, 26, 27. I mean, honestly, I haven't even started looking at the draft or the prospects because honestly, I don't find baseball's draft all that interesting because you don't see them for so many years. All I know is you got to get them right. Just like the trades and the free agents. If you're going to attempt to win in the margins, if you're going to attempt to win in the same fashion that Tampa and Cleveland win, not spending a ton of money, not crossing that 200,000 threshold like more than half of the league is. Yeah, more than half the league. Operating payroll north of $200 million. If you're not going that route, and it certainly doesn't seem as if the Royals are going to do that, well, then instead of me, being the classic windbag and, here's who they need to go get and this is what they got to, just go get the right guys. How about that? That's your job. It's not my job to correctly predict who you're going to take top 10 or who the big free agent signing is going to be or who you need to target in a trade. That's your job. That's the scouting department's job. Go be right about it. Huh? It's a very short menu when it comes to professional sports. Wins and losses, right and wrong, black and white. For as much as the sport resides in the gray area, when it comes to trades and drafts and free agency, it's very black and white. Was it good or was it bad? Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. I want to hear what Vinny Pasquantino had to say following this 6-4 loss. Again, Vinny, on base four times tonight. He has three hits, drives in the third of the Royals' four runs. This audio courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Felt like I had a solid approach. Just did what I always try to do, just have good at-bats. And tonight, the results that you guys see on the scoreboard, that everybody sees on the scoreboard, were there for me individually. So disappointed in the loss. So that's kind of the main focus.
For sure. I know it was a little frustrating knowing that you're putting the good swings on the balls over the last couple of weeks and they just weren't falling again, and now it's kind of reverting back to where you wanted to go.
I would flip it and say I was more frustrated because of the lack of positive swings I was having. I was not happy with the quality of my bats, and we went to work to figure out what I was feeling, why I was feeling it, and how to get back to a better place. So it doesn't mean every day I wasn't feeling good, but there was a few days where I'd go into it and be a little bit confused as to where I was, and still a work in progress. I mean, every day is a work in progress. So tonight's over with, and we're back at it on Friday.
You guys did continue to scrap and fight, scored a run in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's kind of the attitude of the team. So Q said he sees it every night from you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely positive. I think I've said it a few times, but there's some games where it's easy to roll over. That was one of them where, they kind of put it to us a little bit there at the end, and we're able to be like, hey, this game's not over. So that's definitely one positive sign from the night, is that we could have folded, and we didn't. Now we just got to figure out how to not fold and win some of these games.
All right, there you go. That is the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. Royals lose 6-4. Let's go back to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Alex writes in, Vern, I think we're past getting angry. It is what it is at this point in the season. Hopefully we see Daniel Lynch this weekend and he looks healthy. I'm with you, Alex. I hate the saying it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Odyssey app. Win Royals tickets 1 hour prior to first pitch by listening to Vern's On Deck Show, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
6-4, the final score. Royals drop the rubber game to the Detroit Tigers. Zach Greinke delivers a Greinke special, 5 innings and a chance to win. He's now done so in 10 of his 11 starts this season. He's been, without question, the best starting pitcher on this team. The 39-year-old who's putting the finishing touches on his Hall of Fame resume has clearly been the best starting pitcher on this team. That's a testament to his greatness, no question, but also a rather poor reflection on the rest of the arms on this ball club. Phone line's open for you, 913-586-7610. The text line is there as well, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Tigers took a 1-0 lead on a Riley Green solo bomb as he was ready for that 2-2 fastball up in the zone from Greinke. He demolished that bad boy, sending it 440 feet to right center field to give the Tigers a short-lived 1-0 lead. That's because in the bottom half of the fourth, MJ Melendez, with one out and the bases loaded, would ground into a fielder's choice, but Bobby Witt would come home from third, and the game was knotted up at one apiece. It would remain 1-1 until the sixth inning. Josh Taylor, the lefty, scheduled to face Akil Badu with two on and one out, but A.J. Hinch goes to his bench, brings in the right-handed hitting Zach Shortz, and the first pitch that he sees from Josh Taylor was a tasty slider. Tasty! Short did not miss it. First career pinch hit home run. A 3-run shot made it 4-1 Detroit. They would never look back. Royals would score one in the seventh, one in the eighth, one in the ninth. But the Tigers get some insurance runs in the eighth off of Nick Whitgren. And that proves to be the difference. Royals score in the seventh thanks to a two-out RBI single from Vinny Pasquantino. Score in the eighth thanks to a one-out RBI single from MJ Melendez. And score in the ninth thanks to a one-out sacrifice fly from Bobby Witt Jr. Add it all up, it's a loss. And the Royals are now 15-36. Off day tomorrow, open up a series with the Nationals Friday right here at Kauffman Stadium. Taking a look at the text line. 913-586-7610. This from the 785. Vern, you didn't address the caller's question pertaining to the Royals' small market issue. They spent money in the 80s and they won. That's what Mr. K did. That's how you win. Are the Chiefs a small market team? No, Clark Hunt spends money. Well, come on. Well, you're right. Yeah, Clark Hunt spends money, no doubt. But you can't compare Major League Baseball and the NFL. The NFL has a salary cap, a hard salary cap. Major League Baseball has a soft cap with that luxury tax. But as you saw, the New York Mets just blew through that luxury tax. Also, comparing baseball in the late 70s and mid-80s to 2023 is ridiculous. It's a completely different game. Right, 1989, Royals had the ninth highest payroll. Dodgers had the highest payroll, $21 million. 10 years later, 1999, the New York Yankees had the highest payroll, $88 million. So in one decade, payroll, the highest payroll, jumped by more than $60 million. $88 million for the Yankees in 1999. The Royals had the fourth smallest payroll in Major League Baseball. Let's go ahead another 10 years. 2009, the New York Yankees had the highest payroll, $201 million. In another decade, again, guys, from 1989 to 2009, the highest payroll in the sport jumped by $180 million? That's not the same sport that Ewing Kauffman owned a team. It's a completely different sport. Let's jump ahead another decade. 2019. Boston Red Sox, highest payroll, $222 million. And let's also remember, 2015, 2016, 2017, the Royals were in the top half of Major League Baseball. The Glass family spent when the play on the field warranted them to spend. So I guess my answer to that caller would be, it's a completely different sport, and you can't compare any business with the NFL. The NFL is in its own stratosphere. The NBA, Major League Baseball, MLS, NHL, those four combined can't touch the NFL. It's not even a conversation. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Hey, good, Vern. How you been, man? You hanging in there?
I'm doing my best. Doing my best.
I hear you. Keep up the great work, Vern. We appreciate you. Appreciate 610. So a lot of good stuff tonight. It's hard. We want the dub, but Vern, you hit the nail. The Greinke special, that's been money in the bank, and too bad we can't capitalize on that. But parlaying off what you said, that kind of what you said on that, I want to see Lynch. I want to see him now. I want to see, he's done what he's done in the minors. He's rehabbing. I know they're taking it slow and everything. Let's just get him up here. We need bodies. That to be determined thing's not going to work out. That just strains the bullpen. And I know it's an evaluation year, but I don't see how they're going to make it through. We need bodies, Vern. I want to see Waters back up here too. Dan talked about Jackie Bradley Jr. Man, I just don't know where we'd be without that dude with his defense. I know his stick's been lacking, but man, that guy plays a hell of an outfield, Vern. I appreciate, even though we're losing, I appreciate the nice defense and the plays. Talking about pitching, too, Vern, I'm going to talk about the draft a little bit, because a lot of the mock drafts I've been looking and checking out, I've been watching a lot of this, has us doing a position player on most of them, not all of them, but man, don't you think, Vern, that this team has to go pitching, and pitching several times in their picks, Vern. What do you think about that? I mean, they're so pitching starved, but you got to hit the pitching.
Just get good players. I don't care what position they play. Just get good players.
No, I hear you, but man, it just seems like we need some pitching bad. But keep up the good work. We got Washington coming in this weekend, so maybe we can win a few games. Thanks, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Of course. I don't care who they're playing. Maybe they can win a few games. Again, they're a professional baseball team, just like whoever it is that's coming in next. And as far as the draft is concerned, yeah, you're going to draft a bunch of pitchers and a bunch of position players. You just need to get the right ones. It's just. I know we're all draft experts, we had the NFL draft here. Baseball's draft is just so very different. And the guys you're going to draft, in a couple of month and a half, you're not going to see them until 2025, 26, 27. I mean, honestly, I haven't even started looking at the draft or the prospects because, honestly, I don't find baseball's draft all that interesting because you don't see them for so many years. All I know is you got to get them right. Just like the trades and the free agents. If you're going to attempt to win in the margins, if you're going to attempt to win in the same fashion that Tampa and Cleveland win, not spending a ton of money, not crossing that 200,000 threshold like more than half of the league is. Yeah, more than half the league. Operating payroll north of $200 million. If you're not going that route, and it certainly doesn't seem as if the Royals are going to do that, well, then instead of me, being the classic windbag and, here's who they need to go get, and this is what they got to... Just go get the right guys. How about that? That's your job. It's not my job to correctly predict who you're going to take top 10 or who the big free agent signing is going to be or who you need to target in a trade. That's your job. That's the scouting department's job. Go be right about it. Huh? It's a very short menu when it comes to professional sports. Wins and losses, right and wrong, black and white. For as much as the sport resides in the gray area, when it comes to trades and drafts and free agency, it's very black and white. Was it good or was it bad? Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. I want to hear what Vinny Pasquantino had to say following this 6-4 loss. Again, Vinny on base four times tonight. He has three hits, drives in the third of the Royals' four runs. This audio courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Felt like I had a solid approach. I just did what I always try to do, just have good at-bats. And tonight, the results that you guys see on the scoreboard, that everybody sees on the scoreboard, were there for me individually. So disappointed in the loss. So that's kind of the main focus.
For sure. I know it was a little frustrating knowing that you're putting the good swings on the balls over the last couple of weeks and they just weren't falling again, and now it's kind of reverting back to where you wanted to go.
I would flip it and say I was more frustrated because of the lack of positive swings I was having. I was not happy with the quality of my bats, and we went to work to figure out what I was feeling, why I was feeling it, and how to get back to a better place. So it doesn't mean every day I wasn't feeling good, but there was a few days where I'd go into it and be a little bit confused as to where I was, and still a work in progress. I mean, every day is a work in progress. So tonight's over with, and we're back at it on Friday.
You guys did continue to scrap and fight, scored a run in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's kind of the attitude of the team. So as you said, he sees it every night from you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely positive. I think I've said it a few times, but there's some games where it's easy to roll over. That was one of them where, they kind of put it to us a little bit there at the end, and we're able to be like, hey, this game's not over. So that's definitely one positive sign from the night, is that we could have folded, and we didn't. Now we just got to figure out how to not fold and win some of these games.
All right, there you go. That is the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. Royals lose 6-4. Let's go back to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Alex writes in, Vern, I think we're past getting angry. It is what it is at this point in the season. Hopefully we see Daniel Lynch this weekend and he looks healthy. I'm with you, Alex. I hate the saying it is what it is, though. Hate it. From the 816, Vern, wouldn't you say the Royals are in a position where they have to overspend on free agents? No one's going to want to come to the Royals unless they give up a bunch of money. There's no Patrick Mahomes to play with in Kansas City when it comes to the baseball team. Yeah, you're right. Well, Aroldis Chapman was drawn to Kansas City because of Salvador Perez. He's not the best player in the world like Mahomes is, but Salvi's going to the Hall of Fame. It certainly would appear he's on a path to the Hall of Fame. I'll put it that way. Yeah, it's called the bad team tax. Yeah, the Royals got to pay that. The Royals have had to pay that for years. Either pay the bad team tax or fill-in-the-blank free agent has a really good relationship with fill-in-the-blank member of the Royals front office. Right, that's how you get Edinson Volquez. That's how you get this free agent and that free agent. But yeah, they're going to have to overspend. But that's what free agency is, right? I think it was, well, I know it was this past offseason that the average price for a free agent starting pitcher for 1 year of a free agent starting pitcher, $17 million. And how many free agent starting pitchers do we want this team to acquire this offseason? Two? More, maybe? I don't know. Gonna have to spend. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No question. Few more from the text line. From the 913. Vern, does anyone fall on the sword this year? Players, management, front office? No front office, no management, no. No, I don't think so. I mean, they fired Dayton, you know, last year. Hunter Dozier's already been DFA'd. I don't know who else you want to fall on the sword. The coaching staff's brand new. The GM's in his first full season at the helm. That's not fair to fire anybody, in my opinion. It's not fair to fire anybody in the front office. Not fair to fire anybody on the coaching staff. And then the players, for the most part, are either 25 and younger or on a minor league deal and stuck around. JBJ, Matt Duffy, Nick Whitgren. I don't know who there is to fall on the sword. Furthermore, again, they were very open and honest coming into the season that this was going to be difficult, that this was going to be an evaluation season. Rally Mantis was in the building tonight hoping to see the Greinke special. You did. Just five innings. Happy to get five innings from the starting pitcher. Five innings of one-run baseball from the future Hall of Famer Zach Greinke. Four hits, only one walk, and he strikes out five. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
A lot of stuff was pretty sharp. Just had trouble going deeper in the game. For some reason, I haven't really figured out if there was a lot of foul balls or what the deal was really with that. But pretty sharp for the most part.
When you look at your pitch mix and what you were working on, you got a lot of strikeouts right there. I believe five in the game. What were you trying to do to mix both sides of the plate, and what made it so effective?
I guess today, just as much as others, I was trying not to do too many patterns where if I got a guy out one way the first at bat, I'd try to do something different the second at bat. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but that was kind of my thought today.
On that home run, that Green hit right there, what pitch was that, and do you feel like it was just a good swing on a good location?
I tried to throw it more inside, and it ended up being middle up, and so it definitely wasn't right where I wanted to throw it, but there's some spots I would have been more upset with than where it ended up, but he hit it pretty good, so obviously not too good of a spot.
That's the great Zach Greinke following another no decision for the right-hander. Yes, Zach, a lot of foul balls. 19 pitches in the first inning. Leadoff hitter Zach McKinstry had six. Well, not six foul balls. I think four or five foul balls in that seven-pitch at-bat. 10-pitch second inning, 14 pitches in the third, but a whopping 29 pitches in the fourth, including an 11-pitch battle with Spencer Torkelson that the former number one overall pick won as he singled to left field. So yeah, a 29-pitch fourth inning, the writing was on the wall that he was going to be done after five. But you're not going to hear me complain about five innings of one-run baseball from a 39-year-old. Greinke has been not just outstanding. He's been, and I don't know how he continues to do this or why I continue to underestimate him, but I did it last year when they signed him, and then all he did was give you a chance in, you know, 80% of his starts. And this year I'm thinking there's, you know, no way he's going to be able to duplicate what he did last year. He's been even better. He's given you a chance to win in 10 of the 11 starts this season. I believe he only has one win personally to show for it. All right, a few more from the text line as the Royals fall 6-4. They drop the series to the Tigers. Anthony in Blue Springs writes in, Vern, I think we are just a couple of bad pitches away from stealing this game. Young bats will come around. And to me, trading young players, I don't think you'll get the type of return that many fans are expecting. Yeah, maybe not, but you can't GM scared. You need to trust the men and women around you, their evaluations, their targets on opposing teams, and you need to be aggressive. Need to be, you know, what's the in vogue word? Transactional. It's easy to say. Tough to pull the trigger. Tough to find the needle in the haystack, the unsung star in the minor leagues elsewhere in another organization that the other organization doesn't understand just how good he is. It's hard to find those diamonds in the rough, but that's the job. JJ, the rest of your staff, we're all pulling for you. Godspeed. From the 913, Vern, Bobby Witt is not improving. MJ Melendez is not improving. The young kids are not developing. When do we admit we either need to send them back to Omaha for more seasoning or admit they are not and will not be as good as we thought they were? Well, thanks for the text. It's not 51 games into the season, I'll tell you that much. MJ Melendez isn't improving. The guy's been a big leaguer for a calendar year. Okay, he's not Juan Soto. I'll give you that. He's not a superstar. Bobby Witt Jr. isn't improving. You're not watching if you're saying Bobby's not improving. I'm sorry. I mean, both of them are improving defensively. You're seeing. Listen, guys, there are plenty of people more frustrated than I. But I am very frustrated with this season. But let's not get it twisted here. Bobby, 3 weeks away from his 23rd birthday, has played in 200 games, has driven in 100 runs, playing a premium position every single day and doing so at a high level. Okay, he's not Mike Trout. And many of us hoped he would be that type of immediate superstar. Okay, all right. So maybe he's not a future Hall of Famer already. But he's a, well, again, not my job to wave the pom-poms. But you're not going to, in my opinion, no need to send either of those two guys to Omaha. And certainly way too early to say that they're not as good as we thought they were. You got 111 games to go. You've watched 51 of them. They're going to do this two more times? Now, we get to the end of this year. You know, and Bob's hitting 220, and MJ has an OPS in the low 600s. Okay, we can have a conversation, but not 51 games into an evaluation season. Give the kids a chance. From the 913, Vern, Vinny Pasquantino is a nice piece to build on. Don't give up on Bobby, guys. Remember who was sent to the minors hitting 208 as a youngster and turned it around. Yeah. Kansas City fans want to put up a statue for 253 lifetime hitter Alex Gordon. Well, Gordon also hit one of, if not the biggest home run in franchise history. So, you know, you failed to mention that. He's got a big old ring on his finger. That goes a long way. You're right, Vinny is an undeniable piece. And you know I'm not giving up on Bobby Witt Jr., No, not at all. Not in the least. Appreciate the text. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7610. All right, so the Royals are off tomorrow, and then they open up a three-game series with the Washington Nationals on Friday night. Jordan Lyles on the hill squaring off with the lefty, Patrick Corbin. It's a 7:10 first pitch Friday night from Kauffman Stadium, and I'll be live from Craft and Draft with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock with your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Shohei Ohtani and the aforementioned Mike Trout on Father's Day at the K. Yeah, so hope to hear from you or see you out at Craft and Draft coming up on Friday starting at 6. All right, Royals lose 6-4. We'll do it again on Friday. Luke Bell, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday and your Thursday. Enjoy it all. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast